USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a huge economic stimulus package that's finally been passed by the U.S. Senate to help American businesses and workers in the face of the coronavirus pandemic is going to provide American workers with a check very soon.
$3,400 very quickly for the typical family of four.
The bill that's now expected to get quick final passage in the House later today will also help businesses quickly get some relief. Here's Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin.
I expect by the end of next week, we will have a very simple process where these can be made and dispersed in the same day.
Mnuchin referring there to Small Business Administration loans being made available. Over 1,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the virus, and the number of confirmed cases is creeping close to 70,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
New York City now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, but the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, says there is some encouraging news as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says stats show social distancing policies may be working in the slow of the spread of the coronavirus in the state.
They are effective and they're necessary, and the evidence suggests at this point that they have slowed the hospitalizations. And this is everything.
New York has 30,000 confirmed cases throughout the state. 18,000 of those are in New York City. Cuomo also says the state is in need of a lot of ventilators.
30,000 ventilators is an extraordinarily difficult task. And it's something that our team is working on with the White House team.
Looking for something to do online? Well, you can find us there at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Still more on the coronavirus story as all temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement. Two more states are telling their residents to stay home. Idaho and Colorado have joined nearly two dozen other states issuing lockdown orders during the pandemic. Six states and Washington, D.C. had already closed all non-essential businesses, and several other states like Texas and Florida have cities and counties that have issued stay-at-home orders. A doctor's group says pink eye could be an early warning sign of the virus. The American Academy of Ophthalmology issuing the alert yesterday stating that the pathogen can cause red, itchy, and teary eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.